Father, we thank you this morning. We exhort you, for you are the Lord and you will never change. Thank you for your grace and for your glory over our lives. We honor you, O Lord. We exhort you, for you are good and you are kind. We honor you, Lord. We bow before you, mighty Lord. We say you are good and you are kind unto us. Blessed be your name, O Lord. We exalt you. Thank you, righteous Father. Lord, we lift you up higher. We honor your name, O God. We praise you, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We exalt you, Lord. Thank you, Father. You are the Lord and you will never change. For your tender mercy, for your love over us. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We honor you. And this morning, Lord, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Friday, the 12th day of the 12th month of the year 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. Honor him for his grace over your life. Thank him because he's God and he's not a man. Honor his name. Give glory unto him. Bless the name of the Lord. And I want you to stand on the word of the Lord and speak over this day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, the scripture says the fire go before the Lord and consume all his enemies round about him. The fire of the Lord go before me today and consume anyone that positioned himself as the enemy of God's grace over my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare the mercy of the Lord over my life. I declare the goodness and the greatness of God upon me. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand over this day. I legislate blessings and favor upon my day. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every appearances of evil over this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the hand of the Lord is upon me. I declare that the hand of the Lord is upon my portion. In the name of Jesus, all today, all that is in you work together in my favor. All that is in you work together for my blessing. In the name of Jesus, as I go forth today, I go in the name of the Lord, for the banner of the Lord over me is love. I cancel every evil conspiracy over my life, every conspiracy of darkness over me. I cancel you in the name of Jesus. You will not stand. Manifestations that is not of God, I cancel you. I cancel every expression, evil expressions in this day, expressions of accident, tragedy, expressions of sicknesses and diseases. I cancel you in the name of Jesus. I take charge over this day in the name of the Lord. I rewrite this day into blessing, into favor for me. In the name of Jesus, every conspiracy of the evil one over me is overturned. In the name of Jesus, I raise the agenda of the Lord for me today. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that as I go, that the glory of the Lord overshadow me. In the name of Jesus, the presence of the Lord go before me as a shield and a defense for me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the presence of the Lord becomes my protection. Your glory becomes my covering. Your fire becomes my defense. In the name of Jesus, I set confusion into the camp of the wicked, that they will not be able to perform their enterprise. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you will disappoint the devices of the wicked over my day. In the name of Jesus, I speak supernatural speed and accuracy into my day. In the name of Jesus, I pull down every evil altar that is put together against my day. I pull you down in the name of Jesus. Every evil gathering, every witchcraft expression against me today, I scatter you in the name of Jesus. Today I stand and I possess the gates of this day in the name of Jesus. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? He is the Lord my God, that is mighty in battle. Every gate that has been shut against me, I command you to be open in the name of Jesus. Gates of blessing open for me in the name of Jesus. I declare today every door, gates that has been restricting and resisting me in the name of Jesus, I come before you in the name of the Lord. Open for me today in the name of Jesus. I prophesy favor upon my day in the name of Jesus. Today, I enjoy the mercy and the favor of the Lord on another level. In the name of Jesus, I am adored. I am decorated with favor. I am adored and I am decorated with mercy. I am adored and I'm decorated with the grace of God. Every eyes that beholds me will see the favor of God upon me. In the name of Jesus, oh, the glory of the Lord takes full expression in my life, in my day, in the name of Jesus. I speak to my life in this day. You are moving forward. You are advancing in every area. There is no stopping for me. I am not stopped. I cannot be stopped. In the name of Jesus, every cycle of evil around me is broken in the name of Jesus. Old affliction will not filter into my day, for the Lord has given me victory in the name of Jesus. Therefore, affliction will not arise the second time. The glory of the Lord is made manifest in my life in the name of Jesus. I declare blessings all the way in the name of Jesus. Oh, he has said in his word that he will give his angels charge over me. I receive angelic assistance today in the name of Jesus. I am blessed in all that I do in Jesus' name. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want you to lift up your voice and pray for this nation. I want you to remember Nigeria in your prayer this morning as you go, that the mercy of the Lord will be upon this nation in the name of Jesus. Call upon the Lord, the Father, you will disappoint the tokens of the enemy over this nation in the name of Jesus. Lord, that the enterprise of the wicked will not prosper over this nation in the name of Jesus. The legislation of the wicked over this nation will not stand in the name of Jesus. Lord, you will disappoint their devices in the name of Jesus. Even though they gather together, but their confusion will be made known unto the whole world in the name of Jesus. Evil conspiracy around this nation, over this nation, Father, you will cancel them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up our voice this morning and we ask for mercy. Mercy, O Lord. Mercy, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, you will stop any form of evil that the enemy is organizing. Father, mercy. Lord, mercy. Over every life, mercy. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask for mercy over those that has been kidnapped into the den of the wicked. Father, your mercy will speak over their life. In the name of Jesus, Father, mercy. Let your mercy speak for them. Arise, O Lord, and let your blood speak for this nation. Your blood that speaks good things. Let your blood speak mercy. Let your blood speak peace for Nigeria in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, let your blood speak concerning this nation. We ask for mercy, Lord. Father, that you will have respect unto your covenant over this nation. Lord, for the dark places of this earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. Father, arise and show us mercy in this nation in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Before we go into his word for today, I want to remind you again our program that we'll be having next week by the grace of God on Thursday, 18th of December 2025 by 12 noon. We are coming together to praise the Lord, Ebenezer, our stone of help for the year 2025, and committing ourselves to him, our stone of help for year 2026. So come, let us bless the name of the Lord on Thursday, 18th of December 2025 by 12 noon by the grace of God at the same venue, Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University. National Open University is right behind Tafu Arena at Ijokudo Junction, Sango Eleyele Road in Ibadan. By the grace of God, it's going to be a wonderful time in the presence of God. We are going to rejoice in the help of the Lord. We are going to rejoice before him, and we are going to commit ourselves before the Lord for the year that is ahead of us. The Lord bless you as you come for this program in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Yes, today by the grace of God, we are going to continue from where we stopped yesterday. But today we are reading from the book of John chapter 1. We are going to read from verse 1 to 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Verse 3. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness and the darkness did not comprehend it. This is talking about the word of the Lord, understanding that you cannot separate God from his word. Beloved, understand this morning that God's word goes beyond the control of human imagination, beyond the control of men. It is God's word. You cannot separate him from his word. Understand that God and his word are the same. And that is why he said that none of the word that proceed out of his mouth, Isaiah chapter 55 verse 11, so shall my word that goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. That is God's word. See, there is this peculiarity about the word of God. It is not the word of man. There are changing factors in the words of men. But as far as the word of God is concerned, the factor is constant and the factor remains the same. He will not change his word. He will not bend his word for any man. Let the whole word pass. His word remain the same. You may color the word to suit you. You may bend the word to suit, to be sweet in your mouth. You might twist it for it to taste better in the ears of those that are hearing it. But still, it does not remove the stand of his word. It does not remove the efficacy of his word. His word stands forever. No matter how colorful you present it, it does not change God and it does not change his word. Let me tell you this, beloved, this morning. God cannot be fixed in a box. God's word cannot be fixed in a box. You cannot fit him in that box that you are holding. You can't fix him inside your brain. His word is beyond your imagination. God cannot find himself in any form of equation. You cannot equate him with anything. He does not need any factor to balance. You can't equate him with anything. He does not need any factor to balance in his word. He does not need any external factor to balance his way or his act. His word does not need external expression to establish. His word does not need any external expression for it to be established. His word does not need seasons and time for it to stand. It is the word of the Lord. His word is self-sufficient on his own. God's word is sufficient on his own. Whatever word he has given to you, the word is self-sufficient enough for you to hold on and carry through the days of your life. You cannot equate his words with another word. You cannot equate his word with another word of men. You cannot equate his word with the experiences of life. You cannot equate his word beside any word of a mere mortal. It is the word of the Lord. He does not need anyone to complete his expression. He does not need any opinion to balance in whatever he does. It is the word of God. When it comes to God and his word, no factor is taken into consideration for his word to remain potent. No, it does not need any factor to be considered for the word of the Lord to retain its potency. His words are alive. Either you believe or not, his word is self-sufficient on its own. His word stands forever. Nothing can change the supremacy of the word of the Lord. Beloved, this is what I want you to hold today. Believe in the potency of the word of the Lord for you. Believe in his potency, the power that his word for you expresses. Believe in it. Hold on to the word of the Lord. I told you yesterday that you should change your response to the word of the Lord. That let your response to his word be with immeasurable faith and hope, that you should respond promptly to the word of the Lord with great faith and hope, because his word is alive. Nothing can change the potency of his word. Hold on unto the word that he has given unto you. Whatever promises that God has given unto you, dearly beloved, hold on unto it. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. As you go today, this is the word of the Lord for you. Surely his goodness and his mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will remain in the house of the Lord. You will remain in the presence of the Lord forever, in Jesus' name. Amen. I speak the word of the Lord into your hand. It is the Lord that teaches your hand to make profit. You make profit this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.